chilly weather, why not put on a cardigan? I love the cardigans. And for what it's worth, a lovely tune there.
Oh, that's a joy. We should definitely talk like that more.
XFM 104.9, Radio A, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington, alright?
Alright.
Yeah? All right. Well, we've got a jam-packed show today.
Go on.
We've got so many features. We've got more features than Carl's got on his face. which is about the same as Morph.
Yeah.
Very few. It's just really a head, isn't it? A little.
That's where I've seen him before.
More.
On Take Heart.
Yeah. We've got, Rockbusters. That's
have we?
Still
no,
going
you know
strong.
My feelings on that.
No, but he's said he's gonna, buck his ideas up. We've got, chimpanzee that. Carl finds an amusing monkey or ape related story. We've got Carl in a film again.
Right, excellent. Yeah, we've got a lot of great response from that, Carl, on the internet.
It was my favourite thing we've done.
People raving about that.
So
can we say what the film is?
Excuse my French, we've got some bloody great music.
Oh, pardonnez-moi, wow, I don't know, I can't speak French.
Well, I'll just give you a taste. We've got Oasis, Cardigans, you've just heard there. We've got Lloyd Carr, we've got a bit of Pretenders coming up, Eminem, Feeder, Coldplay, all the greats.
Can I play some Teenage Fan Club later?
Yeah. What should we have now?
Oasis.
Go on, then.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oasis and Songbird. It's a nice little ditty.
It's alright, yeah.
Of a Saturday.
Yes, thank you.
XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. I think we should go straight into it, Carl. I think we should do the competition, there's Carl in the corner.
It seems a little premature.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
It's so good, we should tease it out of them.
Well, it's a big thing.
It's just that I've got absolutely nothing to say.
Sure.
I haven't really.
Well, I mean, like often I know you'll have spoken to Carl in the week. This week, for some reason, I've been speaking to him.
Oh, right.
I spoke briefly to him about Michael Jackson and the documentary.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I thought that was extraordinary.
Amazing.
And I asked Carl's opinion.
Work. Yeah.
And he didn't mention to me the fact that Michael Jackson likes to climb up in trees.
No.
He didn't mention anything about his bizarre relationship with children. He didn't mention anything about his obsessive billionaire spending sprees.
Right.
He didn't mention anything about the mannequins he has in his thing, or the fact that he drives around his sort of seven hotel suites in Las Vegas in a little kind of old people's scooter. The only thing of note for Carl was he said to me, did you notice how big his hands are?
I'll tell you what, though. I did.
What? How are you looking? The man's got, like, a face that he's had reconstructed. Well, I can't
even
say that. It's libelous.
Yeah, no,
but,
he hasn't.
He's got an
oddball. He's had two nose jobs. Yeah.
And you're looking at his hands.
But I think it's because you look at him and he looks a bit like. There's a bit of androgyny there, but it's sort of like a. It is quite a petite. Sort of old lady's face in a way, but then you see these labourer's hands come out. That's always the way with a tranny, isn't it? You know what I mean?
What, you can't accuse him of being a tranny?
No, he's not. No, he's not.
What
a tranny.
Are you saying?
No, he's
got
not.
Enough issues, now you're accusing him of being a tranny.
I like him. I thought he came out that brilliant. I thought it was really. I really felt sorry for him. No, I think he cleared up a few things as far as I'm concerned. I thought it was a fascinating piece of work. But, I did like the shopping spree. That was great.
Extraordinary.
Just going around,
taste.
Just pointing. I know it was bad taste, wasn't it? It was like one of those bizarre shops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's anything, sort of a gift shop, but they're trying to make it look like Min.
But if
it,
yeah, I mean,
and
if
it sprayed gold.
If he'd been living in a trailer park, he'd have been ordering, you know, one of those porcelain dolls dressed like a Harley Davidson
bike rider,
or you know, an Elvis commemorative plate. It was the kind of billionaire equivalent of that.
But the hands were a giveaway. It's the same as those sort of transvestites.
Well, it's like you get what was it about his hands?
You know when you get like a cab driver or something, right? And he decides to turn transvestite about 60, and he goes on Kilroy. Do you know what I mean? It's that way. He's got a twin set of pearls, and he goes, I've never felt so comfortable. But his hands are still big. He's got a little wig, and he's got the lipstick on, and he's with his teenage kids who are going, kill me.
Do you think he's been having surgery on his hands to make them larger?
Bigger, yeah.
Is that why he was wearing that glove? You must be it.
Exactly. I think he wants to be a goalkeeper.
Right.
And they said, you can't, Michael, you've got a big hand.
It would help him climb the trees.
It's and he can play tennis now without a racket.
Yeah. So what did you make of it, Carl? Were you intrigued?
The Michael Jackson thing. Oh. It's all right. But, like, that got a load of attention in the press. But the Trisha programme got nothing.
Okay.
Which, I know, like, well, Steve called me up in the week, right? Like, 10 o'clock in the morning, I was at work. And he goes,
She thinks about 10 o'clock. She
preparing the show.
Most people go to work about 8 or 9.
You watching Trisha and that? I said, no, what is it? He goes, oh, you'll be loving it, right?
Freaks. Was it, Help Me, My Mum's a Freak?
Siamese Twins.
Right. Right.
So I couldn't watch it, but he said, oh, it might be on again, because they repeat stuff on ITV2.
Right.
So I had my dinner late. Right, instead of having it at, like, 1 o'clock like I normally do,
yeah.
I had it at, like, 2:30,
yeah.
Sat in the office, put the telly on, ITV2, these Siamese twins.
Did it blow your mind?
It was amazing. You know, we talk about a lot of things on the show quite a lot. The Airy Kids crop up a lot.
I was waiting. It's been 10 minutes and you haven't mentioned the Airy Kid.
Right, and last week we were talking about Siamese twins, weren't we? So it was weird that this programme was on, but it was amazing. I mean, what
I think you can't refer to them as Siamese twins. I think they're known as conjoined twins.
Why?
I think Siamese is maybe considered derogatory or as an old antiquated phrase.
Yeah, I think it's because the first famous ones were actually from Siam.
Right.
And that doesn't exist anymore.
No, but it's conjoined, Carl.
Yeah.
Get the phrase right.
But you'd think that if that's happened to you, that wouldn't be that sort of offensive. The names that you must get called.
Right. If you
Siamese
leave your
twins, I'd say, well, that's, yeah.
Now, were you stunned by where they were connected?
Just live with it, we'd say.
Because they were connected, of course, at the forehead.
Oh.
Sort of, which was quite extraordinary.
God. What if one had bad breath?
That wasn't a question that Trisha asked. Annoyingly, because I know that much of the audience was thinking that.
There's a few things that didn't crop up.
What
questions would you have asked of them? Because what things did you feel weren't mentioned?
I'd love to just watch Carl watching amazing things.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like early learning.
Mouth slightly open.
Yeah, mouth open, dribble. Looking round to see if anyone else has seen it. You know what I mean? Like when a cat sees a bird land on the balcony.
Exactly.
It can't believe its luck.
I'd probably say, how do you buy a birthday present?
Surprise gift, yeah.
Because everything's ruined.
Sure.
Right? I'd probably ask,
Yeah.
Well, did you not think it was interesting that one of them had a boyfriend?
Well, that was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
But, what was the other thing that I was thinking when I was watching it? I was thinking if one got into crime and that was sent to prison...
Right.
What would happen? How would you handle that?
It's brilliant. It is brilliant. If a chimp could talk.
And, what was the other one? The other thing was, what did he talk about? Because it's not as if you can say, oh... Well, guess what I did today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So...
Brass in pocket, and if they're pretending to be good, they're doing a bloody good job of it. I love them. That's Hooker Gervais on XFM 104.9 with me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl is still buzzing about these conjoined twins.
It's just...
One of them, of course, had to be... Because one of them was sort of shorter than the other and had to be sort of wheeled around on a kind of trolley thing by the other... By
this
the other
isn't
twin.
Molly and Dolly, is it?
No, they're not called... One's called Reba.
Oh.
I forget what the other one's called. Sheena, maybe, or something like that. Do you remember, Carl?
No, I wasn't that impressed with the names. It's just...
Yeah. So you immediately put them out of your mind. Those are rubbish names. I'm just... Forget. They're gone.
Were they British or American?
Yeah, American.
Oh, because I've seen some American ones.
Well, bizarrely, one of them was apparently a country music star.
This is Molly and Dolly.
Well, they're not called
the
Molly
and Dolly. The one that joined at the Oi.
But they're not... I think you've made up the Molly and
Dolly. No, it was on Jerry Springer. There's a little one that sits on a seat and the other one carries it round, her round.
They're not called Molly and Dolly.
There was something like that.
They're called, well, we know that one of them's called Reba, and I forget the
name. And one of them's a country and western singer, was
that? Yeah, but she was saying, yeah, I've just made a movie. It's coming out shortly in theatres.
Is your and sister in it?
Yeah, and the other one said, I'm not involved. It's utterly bizarre, because they work so hard to live their lives separately.
Yeah, they say, of course.
You know, they try not to. So she's talking about her music career, and the other one's sort of not taking any kind of credit for it, which is nice,
I suppose. Weird, though, because when she was singing as well, the other one just stands there. She doesn't join in, she doesn't sort of dance.
Offer backing vocals.
Do you know what I mean? Make a group out of it.
Yeah. A duo.
Yeah, well, but it seems like we're sort of being horrible, but we're
not.
We're laughing
at Carl's amazement at this phenomenon. Sorry, I just got to say, we're not taking the mickey.
The really weird thing about all this, right?
What?
And it's annoying because you were saying about, you know, what should have Trisha have asked and all that.
Yeah.
But one of them mentioned that one of them was adopted and the other one wasn't.
Don't talk rubbish.
No, seriously. I didn't understand it, right?
Of course you didn't.
And then Trisha sort of said, well, let's have a chat, and they were like, no, don't want to go into that.
What do you mean one was adopted?
That's what it said, one of them... Don't quiz me on it, but that's what was said.
Hello there, I'm a multi-millionaire. I've just seen your orphanage.
I'd love to adopt
one of your children.
You'd like to adopt one?
I'd love to adopt a children. I've got loads from around the world, so I'd love to adopt one. I'd give you $10,000
towards your orphanage. We'll speed it through then,
Okay.
We've actually got two left.
I need one. I'm only interested in one. Yeah, I don't need any more. Don't need any
more. They're sisters.
I know it would be tragedy to break them up, but I really need one.
Now, break up. There's the rub, you see.
Sure. Just need the one. There's $10,000 now. You can have that. I'll sign it now, but
okay.
I don't discuss it.
I've been around.
Brilliant.
Okay. Ding dong.
Hi, yeah, brilliant. You brought my kid, right?
Yeah, there she is there.
That's a joy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just standing next to a bush.
Yeah, do you want to... Can you bring her out?
No.
Me?
There's nothing behind the bush, so I just want to be able
to walk 360 degrees round her.
Do you want her or not?
Yes, I can't believe it. What's that little trolley? She's talented.
Oh, dear.
You're talking nonsense, Carl.
Well, whatever.
Feeder. That's it, just the way I'm feeling. XFM. 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. It's time for the newest quiz in town. This is where Carl inserts himself into a seminal film. Last week, he was the little kid in Sixth Sense. You remember? To great acclaim. The critics loved it. They said a triumph. This week, he's fiddled with The Graduate. This is the scene where, of course, he goes upstairs to the hotel room, and it's on the cards. She's a dead cert, Mrs. Robinson.
Well,
here we go then. So, are you ready for it? I've brought some condoms from home that Suzanne got for Christmas.
Benjamin.
What?
Will you bring me a hanger?
A what?
A hanger.
Tell you what, I've got wood.
What?
Just saying, I've got wood. I've got metal ones as well. What sort do you want?
Either one would be fine.
All right. There you go.
Are you afraid of me?
No. No, I've seen weirder things than you. Have I ever told you about the two lads I went to school with who had big heads? Webbed fingers as well, but not related, and weren't mates, but both had the same thing, which is a bit weird. I've never found out what was wrong with them.
Can I ask you a personal question?
As long as it's not about my head being round, because Ricky's always going on about that. He's saying I've got a round head.
Well, you can admit that, can't you?
No, it's. I'd say it's a normal sort of shape. It's just round.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, but what do you mean? So is yours. Head should be round.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed. It's just a normal shape.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk. Look at your saggy arse. Anyway, get your knickers off.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, that was a joy.
Oh, dear. Oh.
It was an absolute treat. Now, I should say that, obviously, the prize is a copy of The Graduate. Now, bear in mind that XFM is giving away these prizes.
Yeah.
Carl is so cheap that he wouldn't even buy it on DVD. He's bought it for $6.99 on VHS. It'll be panned and scanned. It won't be widescreen. There's none of the extra features that you get on the DVD.
Carl's face. He's gutted.
Carl, did you pocket the rest of the cash?
No. I have to use my own money to buy these, right?
What, you're using your own money to give this stuff away?
Yeah. So I had to go and buy that.
XFM is so cheap, I understand.
Right?
I know.
And, It's not worth having it on DVD, is it?
Why
it's
not?
It's an old film, so... So the quality is do you know what I mean? They can't really tidy it up.
Of course they can! They do it from a print. They don't do it from the video. They don't get the video and go, let's make it into a DVD.
An old Betamax copy that someone had knocking about. Well, anyway, you
it's
can...
the same film, though, isn't it?
Fine, okay, well, yeah, you're right, yeah. So anyway, film, yeah. You can win $6.99's worth of The Graduate. The question, and it's email only, it's ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. The question is, name the actor that Carl was taking the place of in the film, and of course the actress that he's performing opposite. ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Lovely.
Do you want to play something from there?
I would love to.
It would seem appropriate.
Yeah.
Dear Mr. Simon and Mr. Garfunkel, please, let's not have the sound of silence. Let's have some more beautiful music. Get back together, please, quickly.
I think you should do every single link. Brilliant, it's the best bit of the show.
That's on XFM 104.9.
Are we going to have time to play the clip again before, I don't know, before 2 o'clock, let's say?
Are people not listening to the question? Is that what you're...
Some people are not listening to the question.
Oh, dear. Okay, we'll play it again at about 2 then.
And personally, any excuse to hear it again, because I thought it was...
I think Carl should go out and get the DVD.
I think it's embarrassing to give away the
VHS. Yeah, you have to get it. You have to go out and buy the DVD later.
Carl, on the DVD, it's got a booklet, it's got an audio commentary, it's got behind-the-scenes features, and it's got this pristine widescreen version of the film. You've got some cheap $6.99 version
on VHS. Yeah, and so, because you were being mean, because it was your own money... You're gonna have to waste that now, because no one wants it. So it's gonna cost you twice as much as it would have done if you just got the DVD the first time round.
A valuable lesson learned.
Yeah. Have I rewound it?
There's a penalty if you've not. No, you haven't rewound it.
Go and get the DVD later. They're gonna win a DVD.
No, I looked at the DVD and it was £18.
Go and get it and claim it back.
No, you've got to wait.
What a cheap station this is.
It's outrageous.
I mean,
Do you want to go on with the other prizes with what we're giving away later?
What is this for Rockbusters?
Well,
we don't give away prizes, we throw away prizes.
Yeah, it's cleaning out some drawers at XFM.
Go on.
I'm just having a quick look through before I...
Because we've sort of revamped Rockbusters a bit, there's that extra bit in it now, isn't there, that audio bit.
You're selling it, your big sell.
We're not going straight into that yet, though.
There's a DVD, there's a DVD there, what's that?
I'll go through them later, Rick, I just need to absorb it. Don't get excited, mate.
So, who did Carl play in the clip? What actor's place did he take? And what actress played opposite him? That's ricky.gervais.
At xfm.co.uk.
Sure.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Is that it, then?
What have we got coming up? We've got some...
Play a bit of Coldplay.
A bit of Coldplay, be right. Coldplay, Yellow on XFM 104.9. Get it on DVD, it's an embarrassment. £7 worth of old video, pan and scanned.
I bought it now, that's what they're getting. Right.
He's put a downer on it. All the work, you know, that went into that, and then just gonna fob them off with a bit of old celluloid like that.
Right, listen, still to come, right? We've got, the monkeys thing.
Oh, chimpanzee that!
And when I was out last Sunday, right, at Johnny's birthday party,
yeah,
Steve was there.
Yeah,
got talking about stuff, and a debate that we didn't really finish cropped up.
It blew your mind, didn't it?
Amazing.
Oh, I know about this. Steve told me this is the infinite amount of monkeys, or a monkey with a typewriter and an infinite amount of time would eventually come up with the works of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
There was no debate. It's a philosophical, mathematical problem. There's no debate. It's true.
It won't happen.
No, listen, Carl. Listen. Infinity sorts it all out for you. Right? An infinite amount of monkeys at a typewriter, right? They do everything. They type everything. Infinity just sorts it all out for you. There's no getting to it and they're going, oh, well, let's have a look what they've done. This one's come close. Did Romeo and Juliet. It would do it all. It would type everything ever possible, conceivable.
Yeah, but
it's a mathematical.
Well, we've heard your side of the argument, Rick. And I'll be honest with you, it's a persuasive one. But let's hear Carl, because he heard about this in a pub last week.
Yeah,
so
what's your problem?
Some strong
what's your problem with it?
Well, first of all, right, You're saying it's a load of monkeys. It's not just one monkey that's
depends.
That can live forever.
No, wait. It's either a chimpanzee with a typewriter with an infinite amount of time. He would eventually, by definition, mathematically, type everything ever possible, okay? Or it's an infinite amount of chimps with typewriters, and one of them will type it first time.
But already that's sort of... That's not right. You either need to have
what
one
do you mean,
monkey...
What do you mean? Let's employment laws. What do you mean it's not right?
Let's hear him out. Please. Okay.
If it's one monkey...
Yeah.
...with a typewriter that's got loads of ink in it and that, right? At least it knows what it's done in the past.
Don't. It's not...
Keep going.
Cry.
If you've got a load of monkeys, it's like if you have too many... What's that saying about too many chefs?
Too many chimps spoil the soup.
Right. Well, it's the same thing. It's like, well, I didn't tell you to put salt in it. I was going to put salt in it, and it messes it up. Whereas if it's just one, they know what's gone on. So what I'm saying is...
Just leave him go. I can't be bothered,
Steve. I want to hear the rest.
This blows my mind. He doesn't know what this does to me. It's a mathematical problem.
I want to hear the rest.
Well, it's just... I just don't think it will happen.
What do you mean you don't think it'll happen? Infinity works it out for you, by definition.
Well, what's stopping them typing the same thing again?
They would. In fact, the problem should be, if you had an infinite amount of time, that it would type... That works with Shakespeare an infinite amount of times, and everything else an infinite amount of times. But, you know, that's not as...
But not... Not Shakespeare.
Oh! Shut up! You idiot!
Rick, do you know what he said to me? I said to him, I explained it to him, I said,
God.
You've got an infinite number of monkeys, infinite number of typewriters, they will type the complete works of Shakespeare. He said, have they read Shakespeare?
You're an idiot! Play a record,
I'm
not having this conversation.
They're not doing it from memory.
I'm not having it, because it really, really winds me up.
But you're saying they'll do it with no spelling errors.
Well, they do it an infinite amount of times. And they do it wrong an infinite amount of times. And they spell the last full stop wrong an infinite amount of times. And they do it and they get one thing wrong in Hamlet wrong an infinite amount of times. They do everything an infinite amount of times.
But are they going off a story that they've
already... Play a record, Carl, because I'm going to knock you out!
I'm just saying...
Shut up!
Do they know the story?
Oh, God.
They're monkeys!
Oh, Christ.
No,
right. Okay.
What's that?
Lloyd Cole, she's a girl and I'm a man. Good that, innit? On XFM, 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington.
As ever, Rick, there's always someone who steps in to defend Carl.
Okay, what is the defence?
Here's an email from Scott Coomer. He says, Carl is actually right. I've got an A-level in statistics and probability. It doesn't matter how long they have and how many monkeys you have, you cannot guarantee they would type the complete works of Shakespeare. Infinity makes it probable they would get it right, but not definite.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
No, you weren't saying, Carl. You don't understand it. Infinity sort of sorts it out. That if they do anything, they're nearly do everything, won't they?
No, I mean, they'll give it a good shot. That.
No, that's not the point. But the point is, I'd be surprised
if they did one page right.
Right, listen. It's not to do with consciousness. It's not to do with them aiming.
They're just bashing away at the keyboard.
It's like they're used to show that there isn't consciousness. They chose the chimpanzee because it can type, presumably,
hit
the keyboard.
It's because they hadn't come across you at the time.
Yeah. It's to take out thought out of it. It's to take out reason and trying, right? It's just random. They're saying that if you typed enough things, if the computer was never typing everything, if you left it for an infinite amount of time, and they chose Shakespeare because there is meaning behind it, and it's difficult to get it exactly right, to show you that infinity would come up with a... It's not just Shakespeare, it's every novel. It's everything.
Fairly eloquent there from Gervais. A quick riposte, please, from Carl Pilkington.
No, I'm just saying, what I don't understand, if it hasn't read it, then how does it know where it's going?
Can I just explain to people, right? Some people have said, oh, why are you cruel to Carl? He drives me mental with things like that. What do you mean, well?
Let me just take a breather.
How do I do your editing?
He keeps coming in the week. You know that I work here properly, yeah, in the week, don't I? Yeah, I've got a proper job, yeah?
Yeah.
Should be 9 to 5, but I normally get in at about 8 o'clock and work.
A lot of people getting 8 o'clock.
Working hard, trying to do my job. 3 times this week, I've been rushing around, I walk past my little studio, he's sat in there, alright? Now, because I've got this sort of job, I can get away with it. I said to him, if I was a doctor, would he keep coming to me practice?
If you were a doctor, there'd be severe problems with the NHS.
Oh, imagine that.
The standards would have lowered so much to if you can arrive at the hospital, you're a doctor.
We'll pop in, I'll go to lunch, don't we? We have a little lunch break, don't we? Okay, come on, let's go now. He goes, I'm busy. I go, come on, let's go now. He's going, oh, you're doing me, Eddie.
Well, when I was talking about the monkey conundrum with Carl, he said to me, right, if I had a day off work, and I was, say, watching the TV, and with one hand I was typing a typewriter, would I type Shakespeare? I mean...
Yeah, but you see, there's certain things. We were talking a little bit about this stuff the other week, weren't we, when we said, you were going on about Einstein, and I said, he's not that good. You know, E equals MC squared. You know, it sounds good, but I've never used it. And that,
I've never used it! You haven't used 2 and 2 equals 4, Carl!
The fella with an apple fell on his head. You know, it could have been anyone sat under that tree. Do you know what I mean? It's just annoying.
Lucky. And Newton gets all the credit for his laws of the universe.
Well, other people were working whilst he was having a lunch break under the tree. So in a way, it's like he didn't deserve to have that success story.
Again, forget the apple and the tree and whether he was sitting down having a lunch break. It's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's certain things that will just happen. You know, it's like, I think we were talking when we were out eating the other week. We were talking about Noel Gallagher.
Well, this is the reason the monkey discussion came up, right? Noel Gallagher...
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Rip, I don't want to misquote Noel.
I'm like Herbert Lom in Clue Song, and I get a twitch whenever he opens his mouth. I don't know where to start with some of his statements.
Well, as I say, this discussion began because we were talking about a quote that Noel Gallagher supposedly gave. Now, I don't want to misquote Gallagher, but the gist of it was that he said, written Wonderwall or whatever, instead of the Beatles writing Strawberry Fields or whatever, I'd be the one that was considered the great songwriter and it wouldn't be the Beatles, you know, it's just the fact that they came first that meant that they get all the credit as being the greatest band
in the
world.
I don't know where to start with that statement, either.
I mean, that's Gallagher's thing and he's, you know, well, whatever, we know what we think of that. What was your point, Carl? You agreed with him, didn't you?
Yeah, I reckon, right, do you know how we've talked about putting a baby in a room before and it'll know what colour it is and stuff? If you've got a room that's painted red... Right, but forget that, because that's going to confuse
him. Hear him out.
Say if they did some new TV show, right? Like, what's that film with Jim Carrey in where the...
The Truman Show.
The Truman Show, right? So they make up a little room, and some woman has some kids, and you say, right, let's put the kids in this room. And they don't know what's going on outside. They don't know anything about, like, EastEnders and that. It's like their little world, right? They don't know anything that's gone on.
How could a child survive without EastEnders?
Right, listen. So, you're sat in the room, right? And then, when they're all asleep... Right,
wait for this bit.
Someone pops...
Have you heard this
bit? Yeah, wait for this bit. They're all in a room.
Yeah.
They're asleep.
Yeah.
Someone pops in, puts a guitar next to the bed. Right? Nips off out again. They wake up in the morning, and one of them goes, what's this? They don't even know it's a guitar, because they've never seen one. Right?
They're talking English, though.
Yeah.
We just left the guitar out of the vocabulary.
Right, so...
There's plenty more to come.
So, one of them will pick it up, and they'll go, I don't know what it is, and they'll start strumming, and they'll go, that sounds good, doesn't it? Give them a few weeks, they could come up with Hey Jude. Whereas, saying, typing Shakespeare, a monkey that can't even spell...
I see that.
can't answer it.
I might come with you, Richard, that's
all right. We've got a sort of that Christmas special as well.
Yeah, no, sure.
All right, I see that.
I'm shooting off then as well.
Cheers, pal.
Cheers!
Flaming Lips, Yashimi Battles the Pink Robots on XFM 104.9.
Before the ad break, Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Eagle.
Great track.
Lovely to hear that.
Brilliant track. We're not scared of playing that sort of stuff, are we?
Indeed.
We've got some great... I think we're underestimated here. People think we're just like, you know, two guys and a buffoon in a room. But we're so much more than that. We, you know, we try and put together a whole package for them, don't we? For their Saturday afternoon... listening pleasure.
If there was an infinite number of us three in an infinite number of studios, broadcasting for an infinite number of shows, would we ever do anything half decent?
Yeah, we eventually.
Would we ultimately come up with something quite?
What was that email that you were laughing at?
I can't. It's too rude.
What does it say?
It's too nasty.
Oh, God, give me the gist of it.
The gist of it was that it would mean that if there was that infinite number of monkeys, eventually, besides the fact that they would type the complete works of Shakespeare, they would also type the sentence, "Carl Pilkington is a genius," but. The email also said it would also type, Ricky Gervais is a... I can't say the word, but,
I know.
Yeah.
But the number of times they type it and write, Carl Pilgrim is a genius, and Ricky Gervais is a cund.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be there a lot.
Yeah.
Before we carry on with anything, I should just tell you, we're on the subject of emails. There's one emailer we're always looking forward to hearing from.
Dickers!
Richie Anderson!
You, Dicky Docky Doo!
Richard Anderson, thanks for emailing.
He's my biggest fan.
He's
now.
One of the biggest fans.
He absolutely loves me.
But not afraid to offer some constructive criticism.
Go on,
that's the great
said.
Thing about Dicky. And from Anders this week, he says, Ricky, I'm lazy, I talk nonsense, I'm badly organised, and I believe in ghosts. Can I have a job working on your show? possibly, Anders. Maybe send in a CV or email a CV.
He's put a little bit of all of us in that, hasn't
exactly.
he? Or I'll ask you if he's a goggle-eyed freak, Steve.
All right, calm down.
Well, no, I didn't mean...
No, need to get insulted.
No, I didn't necessarily mean
nasty.
You,
no
did I?
No need to get nasty.
Well...
I was thinking about that, actually, Steve.
Oh, God.
Just talking of... Of the old,
What?
What?
Talking of the what?
No. Do you know, like...
This better be good.
No, you don't have that many girlfriends and
What do you mean?
Carl, why are we on this? I was defending you in the whole monkey discussion. Come on, what's your point?
What's the point? What's the point?
I just was thinking...
If there was an infinite number of Steves?
you're an odd-looking fella.
Come on, Carl, get to the...
No, you know I know that. I've told you that loads of times.
What do you mean, you know I know that?
Well, there's no point pretending anymore.
Steve, I'm flabbergasted.
But also, you don't like spending money, right?
He's mean and weird-looking.
Valentine's Day.
I'm gonna... Oh.
Are you sort of, You know.
You've got to love him though, haven't you?
What are you happier with? The fact that no girls like you enough, right?
This is really mental.
Or are you happy because you don't have to spend any money on a card for someone?
Which... A little from column A, a little from column B.
Right, let's have more monkey news. What have we got?
No, we've got a
We've got so much to get into this show. Insults.
We don't
stupidity.
Need the insults. I think we've got enough. We don't need the insults.
Yeah, there's no more insults. No
what
more insults.
What angers me with Carl is you know he's been planning that.
No, I haven't. I was thinking about it on the way in because Valentine's Day is coming up and I'm not a big fan of it.
Right? Condoms?
You bought your girlfriend a box of condoms for Christmas. I don't think you can have a go at me. To
no,
be fair.
No, but I don't just treat her on Valentine's. I'm always... Do you know what I mean?
You don't even treat her on Valentine's. You don't even treat her at Christmas or on her birthday.
On
when do you treat her?
Hang on a minute. Wait a cotton-picking minute there. Why I oughter. Wait a minute. What was that? Tiffany dog.
I treat your girlfriend better than you, and I've only met her twice.
I took her out last night, and she enjoyed herself.
Where'd you go?
Until she had to write the cheque.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
To a chippy. A really...
Play a record!
Is it a chippy?
No, a really a quality one.
Right.
Oh, God! One.
Under a fiver for two.
Oh, nice wrapping. Not newspaper, greaseproof paper.
And bread.
And bread. Ash and Sometimes on XFM 104.9. I'm looking to vote with me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
Right.
We've got so much to get through. All right. London's shit, isn't it? Sorry, shouldn't swear on an on air my studio.
Never swear on an on air studio.
Yeah. Apologies. Not really swearing, is it? I'll tell you what swearing is. So, graduate. You're going to play that again and give a winner. Give a winner.
Well, let's hear it. So it's Carl Pilkington featuring in The Graduate.
Yeah.
Well, here we go then. So, you ready for it? I've brought some condoms from home that Suzanne got for Christmas.
Benjamin.
What?
Will you bring me a hanger?
A what?
A hanger.
Tell you what, I've got wood.
What?
Just saying, I've got wood. I've got metal ones as well. What sort do you want?
Either one would be fine.
All right. There you go.
Are
Are you afraid of me?
No. No, I've seen weirder things than you. Have I ever told you about the two lads I went to school with who had big heads? Webbed fingers as well, but not related, and weren't mates, but both had the same thing, which is a bit weird. I never found out what was wrong with them.
Can I ask you a personal question?
As long as it's not about me head being round, because Ricky's always going on about that, saying I've got a round head.
Well, you can admit that, can't you?
No, I'd say it's a normal sort of shape. It's just round.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, but what do you mean? So is yours. Head should be round.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed. It's just a normal shape.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk. Look at your saggy arse. Anyway, get your knickers off.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, dear.
A classic, an Oscar-winning classic.
Oh, Carl Pilkington in The Graduate. But what was the question, Steve?
The question was, which actor was Carl Pilkington taking the role of?
Well, that's easy. Everyone
which
knows that.
Which actress was he performing opposite?
I know that.
And the answer is Ricky?
Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And, Bancroft.
And Bancroft, Dustin Hoffman, and the $6.99 VHS cassette is going to Laura Gomez because she says that she'd be happy with the VHS, not the DVD, so best of luck to her. I hope she enjoys that.
All right.
Yeah?
What will we do next week?
I've got loads of...
I quite like hearing Carl in a sort of seductive environment. It gives you another insight into him. It gives you another dimension.
I know. E.T. it is, then.
Exhibit
X.
And the track X. Have you seen 8 Mile, really?
I really enjoyed it.
You'll notice Exhibit makes a little cameo in there.
Yeah, and that last bit, that wrap-off at the end, was lovely. It was so... It was just like... It was like Rocky or something.
Can we have a wrap-off maybe next week?
Yeah. Let's try and master the art of talking civilly to each other first before we start making it rhyme.
Rockbusters, Carl?
Yeah.
I'm not a champion of Rockbusters, as you know, but I think it's overstayed its welcome. But
I think Carl's just giving the fans what they want here.
Okay.
It's a popular thing, isn't it?
Got some good prizes.
The pressure behind it.
Let me tell you what the prizes are. It's a dance music compilation, Cream Trance Anthems 2003.
Brilliant.
We play a lot of trance on
this
station.
Well, I put that on quite a lot and danced to it myself.
There's the original motion picture soundtrack to the forthcoming film adaptation. When you've seen the film, I'm sure that will mean more to you.
You like that, don't you?
It's a good movie, yeah. Nicolas Cage playing himself and a twin brother. And it's written by Spike, it's directed by Spike Jonze.
Joined at the, what?
No, they're not joined at the hip at all, or at the face. And we've also got the best one-hit wonders album in the world ever. What have we got on there? We've got things like The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, brilliant.
Naina, 99 Red Balloons.
The Rembrandt, in fact it kicks off with Naina.
Sure.
That's followed up by I'll Be There For You, the theme from Friends by the Rembrandts.
Yeah.
And of course Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
Brilliant. Deep Blue Something. Is that the worst name ever?
I think it possibly is.
No, Sixpence None the Richer.
Sixpence None the Richer.
That's a pretty bad name.
Okay, again, I know we've got a lot of chill out fans who listen to us. The best chill out album ever.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, of course, all these prizes collated by Carl from, I guess, People's Drawers.
Yeah, looking in the drawer.
Oh, dearie me.
What is it?
The only thing probably worth having is a, I mean, it's topical, if nothing else, Carl. A 7-inch by the White Stripes. Merry Christmas from the White Stripes. That was their exclusive
Brilliant.
Christmas single. So,
yeah, that's early, isn't it?
It is worth
it. A lot of people have got to wait 11 months before that's released.
Yeah.
Or is it last Christmases?
Exactly. And I have never heard of this DVD.
Go on.
I like to think of myself as being fairly familiar with TV and films, but I have never heard of Stephen King's Rose Red. Welcome to
DVD.
A Place Evil Calls Home. And it's on DVD, it's certificate 12, so don't imagine anything too shocking. And it looks appalling. Is Rose Red Mansion truly haunted? To find out, Professor...
Okay, we've got the gist of it. They're not very good prizes. They're cobbled together, but if you've got nothing better to do, call in if you know the answers to these clues. It's Rockbusters.
Let's not let them call in, Rick. Please don't let these people call in.
No, they're not calling in. It's email only. Carl, don't interrupt me. Ricky.Gervais at xfm.co.uk. Email only. I can't stress that enough.
We just don't want to speak to you people.
Right, go on.
Right, so I give some initials out and a cryptic clue, and it makes up the answer and that.
Well, sometimes it does, yeah. Go
on. Two of them, there's a new aspect, which I'll explain about in a minute.
Oh,
so,
God.
The first one is, cryptic clue is, well, if he would have been wearing an helmet, it would have been alright. And the initial there is B, right? So, well, if he would have been wearing an helmet, it would have been alright. B, right? Band or an artist. Second one, why are them Jamaican fellas swinging fish around their head?
Okay.
Alright, initials.
Just fills me with.
D, S. D, S. Why are them Jamaican men swinging fish around their head? Alright. And the final bit, two Rockbusters. It's a new bit. Last week I played you this.
His face goes along
right.
with it.
That's someone beating up a dog. That was Smack My Bitch Up, right? So, here's some sound effects and that, and they make up a song.
What? I can listen to him talk
Hang on.
All day.
Let's have a listen to the effects.
That's terrifying.
Right, I told you not to play that one, it's rubbish. No one will get that.
Well, we'll see.
I heard that a couple of weeks ago, so I said it's rubbish, no one will get it.
No, it's not the one you think it is. Ah, right. So, email in, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk and you can win that.
I'm a little bit confused. Let me, I'm here, I've heard what you're saying, we've discussed this in the past, I don't know what's happening.
What's that? Is that a clue? That's a cryptic clue, that screaming to a song, is it?
It was screaming.
Well, don't say it! So it should stand up by itself, don't give him any clue!
Hang on a sec. So this is the name of a song. It's not a band or an artist,
yeah,
the sound effect.
So the first two are bands or artists, and the last one is the name of a song.
I said we should abandon this! I said we should just pack it in!
What, the show?
Yes! Come on, talk.
I'm looking at his face, his headphones are too loud. Instead of turning them down, he's just grimacing, going, these are too loud. I don't understand it. How have you lived this long? How did you make it to 30 without getting squashed or eating something deadly poisonous?
Well, I told you, I used to choke a lot.
We've had an email from,
placebo, the bitter end.
We've had an email from Andrew Forrest, who has just simply entitled it, Carl Pillockton. Oh, Carl Pillockton.
What do you think of that?
That's got to be your new name from now on.
I had a mate who used to use it.
What? He used to call you that?
Yeah.
Was that your nickname at school, Pillockton?
No, it's not my nickname.
It is now.
No, it's not.
It is now.
Pillockton.
Pillockton.
Oi, Pillockton.
Oi, Pillockton.
Pillockton, do my own work.
Where do you live? Where do you come from? Pillockton?
No, there's this lad who called Mark, right, who used to go to school with, who used to call me that. And, his mam, right, was, like, obsessed with cleaning. And I was never allowed in their flat.
He makes the place look untidy.
So she used to, I don't know if it was just me or all his mates, but I used to turn up and she goes, yeah, he is in, but you know what you've got to do? And I used to have to go round the side of his flat. And he had a computer, right, which he used to play. I didn't have one at that point, but he had one. And I used to have to go round the side of the flat and stand at his bedroom window with his window open and I'd be sort of leaning in playing the game.
You are joking.
I'm not, his mum.
You had the weirdest upbringing I've ever heard. The thing you were willing to do is the strangest. What is this town like?
No, stop going.
Was there always music going? There's the horse in the house there. Oh, look at these two kids with big heads and webbed feet. All right, Ronnie. All right, Reggie. What was it like?
She was
obsessed. It is like you've grown up in a cartoon made for children.
Yeah.
No, his mum was really obsessed with cleaning.
Can I play through his window?
Mrs.
Brown's bottom, can I play through Mark's window? Aye, you know what you have to do.
She used to be up till that.
Is that Pillockton again?
Have you washed
your hands?
Well, up till 3 in the morning, washing.
She used to be up doing the tiles in the kitchen.
Washing until 3 in the morning?
Until 3 in the morning. And for ages and ages, that out on the tiles, I used to think that came from, like, his mum, because she was out, like, cleaning them late. So, until I was about 13, I thought that saying, out late, on the tiles,
yeah,
was...
And now you're not confused by anything.
Well...
There's no misunderstandings in your life now, is there?
So what did... Was he allowed to walk in and out of the house, was he?
No, he was all right, but... And he used to come round to ours a lot, and my mum used to get these pies from Hagenbach's, right? So...
I don't know what that is.
It's at that bakery where they used to chuck the cakes out the back,
oh,
I told you about.
Yeah. And oh, and you had six... You had six.
He loved it, but I could never go round to theirs, or if I did, it was like, well, yeah, he is in, and I go, all right, and then I'd walk round the side of the flat. Stand outside.
Why did you ever knock at the door? Why didn't you just go round and knock on the window?
Just to check he's in, because he wasn't always in his room. If you he say was it in was the a... lounge, he'd have to go to his bedroom and then...
You to meet you. This is the strangest... And you'd play a computer game through the window.
You say it was a flat. It wasn't like a fifth story one, and you had to get in one of those kind of cleaning contraptions and, like, winch your way up.
I love the idea of that. So. Oh, Pillockton. So, right, we're done, Rock Westers. What, have you got me any chimpanzee that?
We've
or?
Got monkey news still to cram in the next... Like,
let's do monkey news now. I need some monkey news.
No, I think we've done enough here, right?
What do you mean? I think we've done enough here.
We'll play a little song, eh?
What? Play the verve.
All right.
He's getting all stressed because I screamed.
Sparky's Dream, Teenage Fan Club. I'll tell you, I'm sick of the screaming, Rick. I'm sick of that. I mean, no wonder Carl hates you, and that is the word I don't use often, but he does, and I've spoken to him in the past, and he loathes you.
Monkey news.
Give us one of the screams so the audience at home can get a taste of it. I'm taking my headphones off.
No, I'm not going to scream.
Go on, let's see what they're
doing. Right,
that
come
was
on.
What you were doing.
Was it worse than that?
Yes!
Right, come on, monkey news.
We're not going to win. It's not called monkey news.
Chimpanzee, we're not going to pack all the monkey stuff in. We've got a quarter of an hour. What other show can say that?
Yeah.
We've got to hurry up. We're not going to pack in all the monkey news.
We've got 15 minutes, but we can't get all the monkey information in.
Right, go on.
Well, you're going to love this one.
Go on.
Let's have the jingle.
Oh, chimpanzee that!
Right. I don't know how recent this was.
Oh, God. 17th century?
But it happened in Acme, right? If you're outside London, that's in place in London. And it's this monkey that's going about Acme, nicking DVDs.
Even the monkey didn't go for videos. Even the monkey knew, well, videos, no point in getting on VHS.
But you're on VHS.
You're having it. Throw it back.
Right, and... There's a girl called Lisa who works in our office here, right, and I mentioned it to her because she lives in Hackney. I said, you familiar with this? And she said, oh, I remember something about it, which annoyed me. The fact that a monkey's running riot, but she didn't know the full story, and she lives there.
What do you mean a monkey? Do you mean a chimpanzee? Or a monkey?
I don't know, is he a zoo in Hackney? Is he a zoo there? I don't know what site was, but it was like...
Is there a zoo in Hackney?
I don't know, that's what I was asking.
So, right, get on with the story.
So anyway, so yeah, it's been robbing stuff, and the other bit that really puzzled me, right, is the fact that...
And you're not easily puzzled by monkey news?
They took fingerprints. What do you think about that?
Well, they took fingerprints, presumably because they didn't know it was a monkey to start with.
No, they did. They saw it. Nicking stuff, and they said get fingerprints.
What?
So that means there's more than just one doing it.
No, I'm gonna have a heart attack.
He had to fax them to Interpol.
Yeah. We know that is. Yeah, it's Brian the monkey.
Yeah.
So
sorry, I don't understand. He was stealing DVDs, specifically DVDs.
Yeah, DVDs. I think he said watches and stuff.
What, breaking into homes?
Yeah, in Hackney. Maybe.
Are you sure it wasn't a kid with a mask on?
No, seriously.
How was he breaking into homes?
They're good,
aren't up the drain pipe. They're good, aren't they? They're good, aren't they?
But how would they do
so
that?
So is that the news?
Well, that's how much do you want?
Is that monkey news?
For this week.
Well, I don't know that it's true. Again, I've got nothing.
There was other stuff. There was another story that I found about a monkey, but I would like to know from someone in Hackney if... Do you know what I mean? And I missed that one on Crime Watch, which would have been good. Right? But there was another story about one that, kept getting on buses, not paying its fare.
Not paying its fare?
And just sat in a corner reading the paper.
Reading the paper, Carl! You're an idiot.
Well, that wasn't in London.
You're an idiot.
That was in America.
It wouldn't read the paper. Why would it read the paper?
Because it's way of sort of going, oh, well, if I'm reading something, maybe the inspector...
the inspector will notice my hairy hands.
Oh, Carl, you're such a fool!
Well,
Pillington.
Carl,
I've just had a newsflash that an infinite number of monkeys in Hackney are nicking an infinite number of typewriters.
Yeah.
We don't know what for. At this stage, we've got no more information.
And they've taken back an infinite amount of graduate on video. Yeah. This is rubbish. Supergrass, seen the light. I just think the people... sort of other Saturday going, you coming shopping? I go, I can't, I'm listening to XFM, there might be some monkey news. And I waited 2 hours for that. What sort of a show has a feature called monkey news?
Well, I have to say, the monkey story has been corroborated.
Which one?
Well, this one, it says, police in Britain this week are on the lookout for a very different kind of burglar, a chimpanzee who has been sighted breaking into a house in Hackney, stealing a mobile phone and leaving. The chimp is also the prime suspect in a break and entry in a nearby house where part of a radio was taken. One policeman stated that it might have been trained to steal, but a monkey's not going to think, that's a mobile phone, I'll just have that.
Look at Carl's face.
Yeah. Fact. That's fact.
So, Rockbusters then.
Yeah.
Get these out of the way, we... running out of time now.
I have to say now that we've had no answers that have attempted even to guess all three.
Right, you see, that's because you're an idiot. Right, okay, do the questions and the answers, and if I think that it's either too hard or ungettable because it's stupid, we're binning it.
Right.
I thought we'd already binned it, I'm annoyed that...
Right, come on, do it quickly.
The first one was, well, if he would have been wearing an helmet, it would have been alright.
Right, what's the answer?
That was B.
What's the answer?
Busted.
Right, that works, alright.
Busted, that's fair enough.
Did anyone get that? I assume some people got...
No. People have given up, Rick. People aren't even bothering to contribute.
Right, what's the next one?
They've just ignored it like it never happened.
Busted. Second
Busted.
One.
Busted. Busted.
Why are them Jamaican men swinging fish around their head?
Go
that was,
on.
That was DS.
Yeah.
70s band, De Trout Spinners.
The Detroit Spinners have become the D-Trout Spinners.
Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant.
And then the final bit, I'll play you some effects.
Let's hear this. It's terrifying, Carl.
Well, what's happened there? What was happening?
No, what's the answer?
That was, Born Slippy. The woman was having a baby, the doctor tried to grab it, it fell onto the floor.
That's in your head, Carl.
That's just a load of screen.
That's
noise.
In your head. Do you know what? I haven't even got onto Born Slippy. I'm still on the Trout Spinners.
Well, let's put a song. That's it.
I don't know what to say.
A song for the
ladies, surely.
Did anyone get any of those?
Let's end with Nick Drake and the Beautiful River Man, and we'll see you next week. And hopefully,
Born
what
Slippy
will be
Trout Spinners.
Ditched.
Detroit Spinners.
Well, don't keep saying it.
You say it like that.